Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels, and welcome to our Tuesday night call, our show, sorry. And if you guys will give me about 2 minutes or maybe less than that, then I'm going to be parking and in my office. It's just been a little bit crazy with traffic and everything like that, and I put the show a little earlier. Maybe I should have put it a little later, and I'm so sorry about the delay. But we're going to do a meditation tonight on bringing cash flow into your life, okay? Because, you know, money's not everything, but gosh, it sure is if you don't have it, right? And I've had to live like that. I had to grow to realize that money is energy, just like anything else. It's just energy, and we can attract as much or as little of it as we desire, okay? And you're like, well, Tari, I'd like to have a lot of it. And I go, yeah, I'm with you on that one, especially the holiday season is here. And we all want to have more cash flow and more money and more love, right? And that's the way it goes. So if you have all of those, then, you know, then you're in a, I want to say a perfect world, but not really perfect. There's nothing perfect. But if you have more, you know, if you have more cash flow, it gives you a lot more opportunities to do things, right? So on that note, we're going to be attracting and doing a meditation on that. So anyway, I hope you guys are doing well. And after every meditation, you guys know that, it is recorded and you can download it 24/7, 365 days a year. So thank you for being so patient with me. And here we go. Okay. So it's, we are going to start. All right, so what I want you guys to do is, if you guys are settled in, you might be sitting down, laying down, just make sure your arms are at your side and or you're comfortable, and we're going to start with breathing. And so what I want you to do is take a deep breath in through your nose and release it through your mouth, and do that a couple of times. And what I want you to think about doing is releasing any energy that doesn't work for you, okay? Maybe you picked up some challenging energy today or, you know, this morning because days are hectic and crazy at work. So work on just as you're breathing in and you're releasing the breath, think about taking that energy that you've taken in during the day or this week, and if it doesn't feel right, you let it go, okay? And remember, you're breathing in. When you're breathing in, you're taking in a higher vibration, a higher awareness, okay? So keep that in your mind. And what I want you to do is you're also tapping into a higher part of your mind. And remember, meditation really does increase your vibration in your thoughts, in your mind. It actually expands your mind and where you're able to think more clear. And you're also able to do more, and you have the ability to raise your vibration and create more, okay? So that's where I can't explain the science part of it, but science meets energy. Now, what I want you to do is call back to yourself any energy that you might have shared during the day, and it's all scattered, or, you know, you had some challenging moments driving, or maybe you had some challenging moments at work. So just call that energy back to you, and feeling your strength and your power coming to you, as well as when you breathe in. You're breathing in that strength and power, and you're breathing in that higher awareness, right? And so that's something to remember. And, you know, and you're aware of your heart and of the place that you know is true love and higher awareness, okay? And what I want you to do is think about that, your heart, you know, that place in your heart where you have that highest love that you can have for yourself, for your children, for your mate, for your family, for God, for your higher power, for a higher part of yourself. And really just feel that part of you, okay? I call it heart. Maybe you call it your mind. It doesn't really matter. It's just a higher part of yourself, right? And what I want you to do is I want you to think about all the light around you, see yourself seeing all this light around you and taking that in, and your whole body becoming light and taking in a lot of light. Think about that now. Your thoughts are now more positive and they're loving, and you're enjoying yourself, and you feel light for this moment in time, because you're breathing in and out. Remember, you're breathing in and you're taking new energy in, a higher awareness, a higher part of your thoughts, a higher part of yourself. You're feeling less stress. You're feeling lighter because you're taking in all this light, okay? And what I want you to do is we're going to start by magnetizing abundance. Think of some level of abundance that you'd like to have in some area of your life. Maybe you want to be a magnet and attract money. Maybe you want to be a magnet and attract a new job. Maybe you want to be a magnet and attract love. So I said money, cash flow. So what I want you to do is think about that. Think about money that you want to, cash flow that you would like to attract in your life. How much would you like to attract? Would you like to, on a monthly basis? And what are you going to use for it? I want you guys to be as detailed as possible, okay? And if it's a job and more money in your career and more money in your business, what are you going to delegate that money for? Do you want to put it for a new car? Do you want to put it for a new trip? Be really specific on what you want to use that money, that abundance for. If you're looking to attract love, you can think about it like that. What kind of man or woman do you want to attract? Or maybe you have a current partner and you want to attract abundance with that person as well. And, what does that look like to you? If you're looking for someone new, what qualities does this person have that you would like to see in your new love? If you have an existing partner and you would like to deepen the love or deepen the joy, then what does that look like to you too as well? Okay, so be specific. Maybe you can visualize yourself going somewhere with this person. Maybe you can visualize you buying a car if that's what you want to attract more cash flow. Maybe you can, imagine that you're going to have more savings. So what do you want to attract? Okay, think of that and be specific. Okay, does that make sense? I hope so. Now, what I want you to do now, if you're trying to create something, you're having a little bit just of challenge with it, just put your intention out there. I would like to attract this amount of money, and I want to save this amount of money. I want to attract this kind of, person. I want my partner to be more like this, and I want to be more like this with my partner, or whatever it is. But be specific. Make that sentence, that lines really specific, okay? So, are you guys doing that? And now what I want you to do is think of this. What kind of commitment do you have to really attract that in your life? Cash flow. How much money do you want to attract? What kind of commitment on a scale of 1 to 10? Think of 1 to 10. Where are you? Okay? And be honest. Now, if you said, well, I'm about a 5, 3, then what I want you to do is, what would it take for you to be at a 10? Okay, which is the best commitment that you could have. What would it take for you to be that dedicated, that committed? If you knew for sure, maybe. And so for this one moment in time, what does knowing for sure look like to you? That you can breathe easier, see yourself maybe going to the bank, maybe going to your computer, and looking and seeing that savings account like you do now, except it's not there, and what it would feel like when it is there. Okay, or maybe going car shopping, right? And you're able to say, oh my gosh, I can afford that car. Or maybe going shopping, for a new outfit or new clothes, or being able to go to the store to shop for yourself and your family members for the holiday season. Okay, does that feel right to you guys? That's what it feels like to be fully magnetized, to be at a 10. So think of a set of circumstances, I just gave you a couple of examples, that would make you feel like you are totally a magnet for more abundance and cash flow in your life, if that's what you're looking for, okay? Or maybe it's you are thinking about love, and when you start dating, you need cash flow, right, too, as well. So, what I want you to do is see yourself drawing it to you. This whatever amount of money that you decided, see yourself being at a 10, see yourself in a set of circumstances where you know it to be true, what it would feel like. It would feel light and airy. Maybe you would feel free and powerful. Maybe you wouldn't. What would it be like to not worry? So see that now, okay? Now, what I want you to do is take an object that you want to create and magnetize. you know, and magnetize that object. Maybe it's a car. Maybe it's a vacation. Maybe it's an amount of money. So think of that object right now. What is its function for you? If it's a car, it gives you safety. It gets you to work on time. It gives you the ability to go and shop. It gives you whatever that object will give you. If it's more money in your bank account, what is that? What will that do for you? What does that mean for you? I want you to think of that now. Are you thinking about that? Okay. Now, focusing on that object, it's in the universe somewhere, okay? It's a miracle waiting for you to draw it to you. Now, what I want you to do, okay, is as you're focusing in on the object in the universe, see yourself becoming a magnet, okay? And how do you do that? Well, what I want you to do is, whenever you do any energy work, you're doing some profound stuff here, guys. So just remember that you have a magnet or the ability to be a magnet. So how do you do that? First of all, I want you to see that magnet as a coil, and it starts around your stomach area, around your navel, your belly button. And what I want you to do is see that coil of light, okay? It's like a big coil of light, and it's turning around and around. You've got the object that you want to magnetize. Maybe, as I said, it's a car, a vacation, a certain amount of money, a person, qualities that you'd like to have them, and, you know, what you've already magnetized, what it feels like to have that. But what I want you to do is take that magnet of light, and that spiral of light, I'm sorry, and see it turning round and round and round, okay, from your navel going up, 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 up into the clouds, into the sky. And it's in the universe somewhere, whatever you're looking to magnetize. And see that magnet of light that's coming from you to whatever you're looking to attract, to create, to magnetize to you. See that magnet attaching itself to it. You may even hear a click, okay? So is it a certain amount of money? You know, is it a few hundred, a few thousand, few hundred thousand, few million, I don't know. You know what you need it for, or you'd like to have it for. But you've got to have a reason why you're using it, because then it becomes just a wish, and now you're really trying to create it or in the process of creating it. So see that coil of light, as I said. Do you see it going up, up, up? Do you feel it? And it's coming from your stomach, okay, your stomach area, and it's going up and it's magnetizing the object that you'd like to magnetize. You know, whatever that may be, see that object again in your mind's eye. Now, once again, what I want you to do is you may feel a click when you have connected to that goal that you have, okay, or that object that you have. You may feel it, you may just know it, you may think it. And what I want you to do is you feel a click, you bring that coil of light back down to you, okay, and you see it just coming down to you, down to you, down to you. And you see that picture of it, you feel that object coming to you, and it becomes a part of you. And you know that on some level you've created that object to be with you. You've attracted it, you've magnetized it, and you know it's going to be there. Now, what I want you to do is right now ask your angels and your guides or a higher part of yourself, how long will it be before it comes? See what number they give you. See what feeling you have. Will it be a week? Will it be 2 days? Will it be 6 months? Will it be a year? What do you think it will be? What would suit you if you had a choice about time? Think of that right now. Where is it? In time, in money or time? And if that works for you, great. If you'd like it sooner, then what I want you to do is take that light magnet, see it coiling up again, starting from your stomach and coiling up, 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 and see a time, maybe in the universe, maybe beside a planet, maybe in the stars, and you just, whatever that looks like to you, maybe it is a star that says, okay, I'd like it next week instead of next year. I'd like it next month instead of 6 months. I'd like it maybe not as fast, you know, because you may have to get things ready. So what kind of time are you looking at, okay? And what would you like it to come in? Maybe you see it, that time as a star, as I said. Maybe you see it as a number. Maybe you just have a, you know, you see the number 4, 6, 8, whatever it is, and the amount of money, the car that you're looking to magnetize, whatever that is, see that now. Okay? Now what I want you to do is bring it down to you. See it coming through that coil of light again, down to you. You know, you're sitting there, you're laying there, and just say thank you for bringing that to me in a time that works for divine and perfect timing, okay? And thank your angels, thank your guides, thanks a higher part of yourself. And if you need to work on the time, you can always do that. If you need to change it, you can always do that. And I always think it's good to put divine and perfect timing and help you grow to receive more, okay? Because sometimes we need to grow a little bit and do some healing work within ourselves before we can receive this, what we're looking to create, okay? Maybe not. So ask for everything to come to you in divine and perfect timing. And if you want to speed up time, you have the ability to do that. If you want to slow down time, you have the ability to do that as well, okay? And so now what I want you to do is thank your angels once again, all right? Thank your guides. Thank a higher part of yourself. And they may give you a symbol. They may give you a thought or a word that to know that you've created this. You can ask for that. Maybe you want to hear a song on the radio. Maybe you want some sign from them, and that's okay. Ask for that now. And maybe they'll give you that symbol now. Maybe they'll tell you the song, or maybe you can ask for the song to play to let you know. But whatever you do, ask for it now and just be ready to accept. Okay, everybody? All right, if you're listening now, great. And you can download the show 24/7, 365 days a year. And if you're going to listen to it later, it's always available. And once again, I said, all right, everyone, you guys have a great day, great now. And then Whitney is going to be teaching next week or doing a show next week, next Wednesday at 7. So I'm excited about that. You guys will love her. So be looking for that. And tomorrow, Vic and I are going to do a show at 3 p.m. East Coast time. And so you guys don't want to miss that either. All right. Because we do it on love and relationships and the holiday stress. Oh, my goodness, right? That can be a pain in the pain in the butt. There's a few things you can do, though, to deter that. All right, everybody, have a great night once again, and we'll see you tomorrow at 3.